Jerry Bader Show 950 yesterday on RightWisconsin.com. Kevin Benversi, a regular contributor to Right Wisconsin, and Kevin has been, Kevin, if you're listening, I don't think it's unfair to say you've been a political operative. He's been involved in politics. He was inside the Beltway for a while. Kevin posted a piece, I should say, Kevin wrote a piece, Right Wisconsin posted it, Walker recall signer running as a Republican for assembly seat. Now, before I get into this, I and others said at the time, the I verify the recall and all of that is something that's going to be out there for a long, long time. And there is nothing wrong with judging people who they are, at least in part, on whether they signed the recall. As the Wall Street Journal piece that I referenced a few moments ago points out, the recall defines, not the recall, well, yeah, the recall, but Act 10 defines Scott Walker. And if you signed the recall because you didn't like Act 10, one has to assume you voted against Scott Walker, right? Is that not reasonable? Would you sign the recall petition and then vote for Scott Walker and not Tom Barrett? And I think it is something very relevant for voters to know. Jackie Jarvis, and I know Jackie, and I know her father. Jackie Jarvis is considering a run for the Republican nomination in the 27th Assembly seat in Sheboygan County, being vacated by Steve Castell, who is retiring. She is considering it. She is not yet a candidate exactly. Kevin reported yesterday that she is someone who signed the recall. She responded on her Facebook page. I'm going to read this to you. Dear friends, I'm contemplating a run for state assembly and would like to make you aware of a disturbing incident. Today, a far right-wing radical, well, let me stop there. Kevin Benversi is a friend, and I will tell you, he's not a far right-wing radical. In fact, there are those who accuse him of being establishment Republican. But that's the world you live in when you express your views. I get it all the time. Today, a far right-wing radical decided to publish my home address in a Milwaukee news outlet. This kind of unprofessional, thoughtless discretion is alarming because of the danger it presents to my family. I hate to disclose the person's name because it will give him further attention, but his audience is directed to extremists. Okay, that's just a lie. Jackie, have you ever read Right Wisconsin? I write on Right Wisconsin. If Right Wisconsin is accused of anything right now, it's of being establishment. I wrote a piece yesterday called about the I'm sorry, Jackie, but that's a stupid thing to say. The piece I wrote yesterday warns of the danger of extremism in the conservative movement. Do you think they would post that if the audience is directed to extremists? He claims to be from the Sheboygan area. He is from the Sheboygan area. And Jackie, why are you attacking the messenger and not addressing his message? That's not usually a good sign that you have a strong intellectual argument upon which to stand. He claims to be from the Sheboygan area and has also announced his friendship with my opponent on his blog and Twitter. His name is Kevin Benversi. He has previously suggested shooting recall petitioners. It was a joke, a bad one, for which he has apologized, and has called women bitches on his social media. I don't have any knowledge of that. If you know his family and friends, please spread the word that this is repugnant, irresponsible behavior. His article was picked up by local media, and that might be me because the show was on in Sheboygan, and subsequently broadcast that I signed the recall petition several years ago. Well, you wouldn't sign it yesterday, Jackie, now would you? Of course you signed it several years ago. That's when it was active. It was the first day it was available to be signed. He failed to mention my voting record on Plymouth Common Council, which proves I'm a fiscal conservative. The omission was done intentionally to benefit his friend, who will most likely be running against me in a Republican primary. Prior to Act 10, I supported measures to reduce property taxes and freeze spending due to the tumultuous economic times. My signing the petition was a personal decision. What the hell does that even mean? And does not reflect how I would represent the 57,000 people who live in District 27. Yes, it does. You opposed Scott Walker on Act 10. So much so you wanted him removed from office. It does reflect on you, Jackie. It sounds to me like you're one of those people who didn't realize it was public and it could bite you in the ass. That's what it sounds like to me. I thought there were some good budgetary measures in Act 10, yet at the same time, I felt some of the initiatives had ulterior motives. Ultimately, I was not supportive of Governor Walker in Act 10 because of the potential ramifications to the quality of education in Wisconsin. Teachers are one of Wisconsin's most important resources, and I strongly felt it would diminish their value and weaken an already deteriorating education system. In other words, you took the WEAC liberal union position on Act 10. And that's your defense? Really? I appreciate the outpouring of support from those who know me as a conservative. As a result, the people of District 27 see my ability to thoughtfully analyze and independently view matters as a strength. Many people have told me I'm the type of person they would support, one who could work together with the people on different viewpoints instead of the ostracizing and polarizing behavior that exists in our legislatures today. Around here, we call them WRETOs, Republicans who eat their own. In fact, half of the Wisconsin legislature that was part of the Act 10 drama will be gone this January, making grudges ancient history. Don't let the fanatics drown out the voices of common sense conservatives. I'm going to focus in on that last sentence. Don't let the fanatics drown out the voices of common sense conservatives. Sincerely, Jackie Jarvis. So, Jackie, if you signed the petition to recall Governor Scott Walker, you are a common sense conservative. If you voted to keep Scott Walker in office, you're a fanatic? This is a disappointing defense. You're name-calling, you're demagoguing because you've been caught. You want to run as a Republican because it's a heavily conservative district, yet there is the evidence. There is the proof in the pudding. That's what you have. You wanted Governor Scott Walker removed from office, and now you want to run as a Republican. You have to live with that. As for your address is going to be public if you're an assemblywoman. It's going to be public if you run for office. Sounds like you didn't understand what you were doing when you signed the petition. You don't understand what you're doing now. It's 9:58.
I'm headed down south to the land of the pines. I'm thumbing my way in the north.
The Jerry Bader Show.